The Senate come to order.
Senate will be in order. Next order of business is reports of committees.
Mr. President, I move that the reports of committees printed in today's agenda be now adopted.
Mr. President.
On the motion.
Mr. President.
Senator Tomasoni.
Mr. President, pursuant to Rule 21, I object to the reference of Senate File 238.
The bill will be automatically referred to the Rules Committee and Administration. Next, on the motion to adopt the committee reports, all in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. Next, there's a second reading of Senate bills. We're going to strike Senate File 238. Without objection, second reading of Senate bills. Next order of business is motions and resolutions. And we have some to read. I'm going to do that now. We'll do the ones that are printed on today's agenda. Without objection is one motion. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. There are a number of six additional motions to be read at the desk.
Senator Lynch moves that Senate File 635 be withdrawn from the Committee on Health, Housing, and Family Security and re-referred to the Committee on Finance.
Did you check with the chairs of the
Yes, Mr.
committees?
President.
Okay, on the Lynch motion. All in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails.
And Senator Coring moves that Senate File 637 be withdrawn from the Committee on Health, Housing, and Family Security and re-referred to the Committee on Finance.
Senator Coring.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, if I believe 637 has to do with wells and raising the fee for wells. It has to do with fees and raising the security bond that they have to have. And so I talked to Senator Marty, the chairman, and he is okay with moving it to the Finance Committee.
On the Coring motion, all those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails.
And Senator Coring moves that Senate File 1229 be withdrawn from the Committee on Health, Housing, and Family Security and re-referred to the Committee on Finance.
Senator Coring.
Thank you, Mr. President. I talked to Senator Marty on this, the chairman of the Health and Housing Committee, and this has to do with fees, so we're going to move this to the Finance Committee, too, also. Thank you.
On the Coring motion, all those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. Yeah, she's here. She's in the back. Yeah.
Senator Prittner-Solon moves that Senate File 756 be withdrawn from the Committee on Health, Housing, and Family Security and re-referred to the Committee on Finance.
Senator Solon.
Mr. President, this is a bill that has to do with an MRRC waiver. It's really a finance issue, not a policy issue, and doesn't need to be heard in policy.
On the Prittner-Solon motion, all those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails.
And Senator Fischbach moves that Senate File 888 be withdrawn from the Committee on Health, Housing, and Family Security and re-referred to the Committee on Finance.
Senator Fischbach, did you talk to the
Mr.
chairs?
President, actually, the chairs took it upon themselves to move this. Okay. They didn't feel it went to the appropriate committee initially.
On the Fischbach motion, all in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails.
And Senator Lurie moves that Senate File 1283 be withdrawn from the Committee on Health, Housing, and Family Security and re-referred to the Committee on Finance.
Senator T. Lurie.
Yes, Mr. President. I've spoken with the chairs, and this is a finance rather than a policy bill.
On the motion, all in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. Any other motions or resolutions? Senator Pogemiller.
Mr. President, I'd move that we take up the calendar and in addition waive the lieover.
On the motion, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Motion prevails. The first bill on the calendar this morning will be Senate File 660. The Secretary will give Senate File 660 its third reading.
Senate File 660, a bill for an act relating to corrections authorizing withdrawal by a county from a regional jail system.
Secretary will take the roll. Now we're doing so. All senators having voted, desire to vote. Secretary will close the roll, or be in 59 ayes, 0 nays. The bill is passed and its title agreed to. Next bill on the calendar, be Senate File number 60. Senator Prentner Solon, the Secretary, will give Senate File number 60 its third reading.
Senate File 60, a bill for an act relating to local government authorizing the City of Duluth to establish accounts to pay for post-employment benefits owed to retired employees and to generate revenue dedicated to meet certain city obligations and appropriating money.
Secretary will take Senator Limmer before the vote.
Thank you, Mr. President. Would the author yield for a question?
She will yield.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senator Prentner Solon, I had a question. I reviewed the handout that you put out the other day, and I was trying to catch up to what we were talking about. I just had some clarifying questions. On the funding, it says that the City of Duluth faces an unfunded liability of more than $300 million in regards to this fund. And in your bill, is it true that we're reasserting or reestablishing this oversight committee on this? Is it an investment committee? I understand there were some, we were talking about membership on this organization, and I believe these members are still going to be continuing as members after this bill passes. Could you explain the mechanics of that investment board?
Senator Prentner Solon.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senator Limmer, the bill really deals with creating new investment accounts, one in a revocable investment account, one in irrevocable trust fund. And then previously, the city was putting the money in bonds, in treasury bonds, basically. But now this allows us to invest with the State Board of Investment, and the PERA board would be managing it.
And
Senator,
Mr. President, Senator, the way the City of Duluth got to this problem, was it some type of malfeasance on this $300 million, or how did they get to that $300 million hole? That's what I don't think we ever talked about that when we discussed this in general orders the other day.
Senator Prentner Solon.
Thank you, Mr. President. No, Senator Limmer, it was. It's a situation that many cities, counties, and townships and school boards are facing at this time. It came through contract negotiations that allowed for post-retirement benefits. And we never were required to carry these on the books, but now the General Finance Accounting Office is requiring that we list them on the books. This then comes as a liability for the city. And so what we are trying to do is fund a more substantial part of it so that it doesn't affect our credit rating.
Thank you.
Further discussion? Secretary will give the bill its... Did you? Secretary will take the roll. Now we're not doing it. All senators having voted, desire to vote. Secretary will close the roll. There being 59 ayes and 0 nays, the bill is passed and it's titled agreed to. Senator Pogemiller, did you want to go to introduction and first reading of Senate bills? Next order of business will be introduction and first reading of Senate bills. There are printed on today's agenda. There are two changes. Page 1, 1387, will be going to the Health and Housing Committee. And on page 3, Senate File 1404 will go to the Tax Committee. No objection. First reading of Senate bills. Now we're on announcements of Senate interest. Senator Pogler.
Mr. President, members should listen closely. It appears we met with the chairs. We met with the chairs, and it appears the 12:30 meetings are by and large going to go ahead. And just listen for your 3 o'clock committee meetings. A lot of chairs are already in the process of canceling those, so just listen. I don't know if they're all doing that or not. And Senator Senjum and I will be in consultation later today. The House is going to continue to work. And so as far as we know, the 12:30 meetings, obviously as a supervisor, use your best judgment. But as far as we know, the 12:30 committee meetings are going to take place. But listen to the chairs now.
Pretner Solon.
Thank you, Mr. President. The Energy, Utilities, Technology, and Communications Committee at 3 o'clock today will be canceled. A number of our testifiers are not able to make it. They're key to our hearing, so we will be canceling today.
Senator Moi.
Thank you, and members, the Judiciary Committee that meets today at 3 will not be meeting for the same reasons. We have some testifiers and a couple of authors who've expressed that they won't be able to do their bills because testifiers won't get here.
Senator Vickerman.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, I'm going to cancel our ag meeting because it stays till 5:30, and I want you to be home, and I want to be home safe. So it doesn't start till 3, and it gets to be a long, long time, so we will cancel.
Senator Dibble.
Thank you, Mr. President. The Transit Subcommittee of the Transportation Committee will be meeting at 12:30 in room 15. Hopefully we'll get through our bills quickly so folks can hightail it if they feel like they need to. There is a Transit Subcommittee meeting tomorrow for 9 o'clock a.m. Stay tuned. We'll see what develops with the weather, and I'll make an announcement
Senator,
as we figure that out.
Senator Scogin.
Thank you, Mr. President. Subcommittee on Land scheduled for 6 o'clock tonight has been canceled.
Senator Anderson.
Thank you, Mr. President. The Environment, Energy, and Natural Resources Budget Division will meet at 12:30 as scheduled today. And we do have a meeting scheduled for 9 a.m. tomorrow. No decisions have been made, so stay tuned on that.
Senator Scheid.
Mr. President, thank you. Commerce and Consumer Protection will meet. Please be there at 12:30 sharp. Thank you.
Senator Olson.
Mr. President, the Data Practices Subcommittee, which was scheduled for 8:30 tomorrow morning, has been canceled, and we'll notify the public when we get a new date.
Senator Pappas.
The Higher Education Budget Division will meet at 12:30. We will try to speed up the agenda. If you were planning on going to the University President's State of the University, do check with my office because we've heard that might be canceled.
Without objection, Senator Murphy, Rosen, Neville, Olson, Senator Parasol, be excused from today's session all day. Senator Vandeveer from 11:30 to 11:35, and Senator Bach from 11:30 to 11:40. Senator Pogemiller, Senator Senator Ortman.
Mr. President, the Senate Education Committee was going to have a hearing in Norwood Young America on Saturday morning, and that hearing has been scheduled or has been canceled.
Further announcements, Senator Pogemiller.
Mr. President, I would move the Senate to now adjourn till Monday, March 5th, 11 a.m.
On the Pogemiller motion to adjourn, all those in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails.